Well, here we are. Let's talk beer. And why not talk beer when it comes to those who do their thing at Bob's Brewery? Yep, that's the big old B. Thanks to my guests in studio to talk about a release of the peanut butter porter. Yeah, I got my reservation ready. Let's discuss this with you. Social media manager at the Bob, Katrina Danko. Good morning to you, Katrina.
Good morning, Shelley.
Glad that you are here as well. We only get the best head brewer at Bob's Brewery, John Svoboda. John, where's the beer?
Well, I thought we'd wait until noon, so you're going to have to come over there at noon, and I'll take it. We'll take care of you.
Well, but I don't know if that's allowed. You want me to wait until like the 19th of October, don't you?
Well, for that one, yeah, we're going to hold that one off.
Good for you that you are here. Craft beer lovers are rejoicing because you are part of Grand Rapids' oldest working brewery, Bob's Brewery, and the Bob do bring back the most. What is this, the most beloved seasonal beer, this peanut butter border, you think?
We've made a lot of fans with that beer, and we introduced it about 5 years ago at the Bob specifically, and it's taken off since then, and we're very happy with it.
For those who haven't had a peanut butter porter beer, what's in store for them?
Well, craft beer in general, it's become a vessel to try to bring interesting and different flavors to actual beer. So the peanut butter porter is a porter style beer, so dark roasted chocolate malty type of beer, rich, and we just blended in some secret ingredients. I can imagine you can know a couple of them, peanut butter being one and chocolate being the other, and
yeah,
kind of played around with it and made our beer.
Very cool. I mean, how will you be? Well, let's talk about the celebration of the return of the fan favorite beer, Katrina.
Yeah, so on October 19th, when we are releasing the beer from 5 to 10 p.m., people can come line up early starting at 4 p.m. to pick up their four packs that they've pre-ordered online. But also you can just come by and enjoy a pint of our peanut butter porter. We'll also have peanut butter porter cocktails, a complimentary pig roast for those who pre-order, as well as a special one-day tapping of our 2018 Robert the Barrel, which is one of our other popular bourbon barrel-aged beers.
This is, backing off a half a step, John, one of your seasonal beers. It literally does come out each fall, right?
Correct, yeah. Seasonality in beer brewing has been around since beer has been around. And the darker beers and the more robust beers have a tendency to come out in the colder months. And historically, so we've kind of kept that tradition going now. There's no necessity in brewing any longer to make beers happen that way, but that's the way we keep it.
And then is this here just for, shall I say, a short time?
We try to keep it around for, I like to say, for as long as it's cold. But as springs have been projecting themselves far too long in Michigan, we kind of turn the valve off right around St. Patrick's Day.
And then it turns all green. This is a classic PB and what's this classic PB&J flavor salted caramel version?
Well,
here?
Well, we thought we're making different variations on it. It's all based on what's called a cream stout or milk stout, which is a very rich and very slightly sweet beer. And then we take that base beer and we make some amendments to that later. And one of them, and we're making four this year. And then we've done two in the past where we've made where we barrel aged some peanut butter porter. That means bourbon barrel aged it, which obviously translates into a significantly different beer. And we just talked a little bit a couple months ago and how we could maybe make some interesting alterations to it. So we're making a peanut butter and jelly version, or jam version, if you will.
Goodness.
And then we're also doing a salted caramel variant of it as well. So we'll have four interpretations of the original beer.
I thought peanut butter in my ice cream was heaven. Now peanut butter in my porter.
We'll put a scoop of ice cream in there for you too, if you'd like. We'd be more than happy to.
Creamy or crunchy?
Yeah, we try to keep the crunch out of the beer.
Really,
but,
getting into
certainly
it.
A good question.
Hey, Katrina, where's the we're talking this release at Bob's Brewery. I mean, we've got Bob, the big old Bob. Where exactly am I going here?
So weather permitting, we're going to try to have it out in our beer garden, which is new. We have our containment bar out there and everything. But being Michigan and it's in late October, probably will be raining or snowing. So we'll move it inside into Gilly's and the brewery, which is on our first floor. And then in our lower level is our brewery.
And you guys have been busy for Art Prize.
Oh, it's been fun. But very busy.
Yes, yes. Well, you're right. Art Prize come and gone. Let's get on to what else is on the horizon for Bob's Brewery and the Bob.
Yeah, so for peanut butter porter, you can just keep grabbing a pint of that through March, but we'll also have our Halloween party called Night Terrors, and that's Saturday, October 27th. Recommend getting your tickets in advance for that as well, and we'll have a huge costume party, or costume contest, I should say, where we'll have secret judges picking our top prizes, and you can win up to $1,000 and a trip to Redstone, Colorado. We'll also have six DJs, six dance floors, DJs on all levels. It's going to be really fun.
Tis the season. How do you get to be a head brewer, John?
Drink. Or no, study. I can't ever get that straight. You get a job in a brewery and you just work your way up through it. Effectively, it's the best way. And, you know,
nice. Well, again, good things happening at your Bob's Brewery when it comes to this peanut butter porter for about 5 years now, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, final words for you, John.
Well, I'd love to see you come down. And again, it's a lovely beer, and for those, it's one of those types of beers that people say, I don't like beer, but they try that and they say, I certainly love that. And the beer enthusiasts and the beer aficionados enjoy just as equally as much. So if you want to try a truly interesting and fun beer, come on down.
Awesome. Katrina, your final word?
Yeah, we hope to see everyone there. Definitely pre-order. We are running low already, so get on it.
You need to remove your social media manager and your head brewer away from the spigot, then we'll have some left for the rest of us, right?
Yeah, we're kind of hogging it over here.
A compliment to you both.
I'll hide some for you.
Yeah, I want to get my four-pack. Thank you very much. Looking forward to this fan-favorite beer and obviously celebrating the talents of Bob's Brewery and you both. So take care, and we'll see you on the 19th of October.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.